This is the story of you, the story that has shaped your day or maybe your entire life, where your story becomes our story, because without you, there is no me, and no me without you. Tune in each week as we share stories of life, yours and mine. Each episode will feature a special guest who shares with us their own truth. Join us as we uncover just how unique and similar we all are. This is the story of you and of me. I'm Donna Politis, your host. Welcome to My Spoken Truth.
Welcome, everybody, to My Spoken Truth. I'm sitting here today with Elizabeth Vick. Elizabeth is the visionary and designer of CE Love Cushions. She lovingly calls her endeavor Cushions for Causes. Elizabeth has a beautiful and touching story to share about her vision and how it came to be. And I'll just let you guys know that we're sitting in Farmacia, Santa's Juice Bar on Queen Street in the Beaches, so you might hear the occasional smoothie being mixed in the background. So I'm just giving you that heads up. Elizabeth, welcome. It's such a pleasure to be sitting here with you after many months of chatting about us getting together and doing this. So I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you very much, Donna, for allowing me to speak my truth about the cause with the cushions. I think, first of all, what I will do is give a little bit of history behind the cushions so that people are aware of what they represent. They are the shape of a heart, but it's actually my sister and my initial intertwined that make the shape of the heart. And she passed away 8 years ago last month. And when she passed, there was words, there were visions, there was talk of doing cushions, and it came from the universe. So when it first came through, I said, no, I'm not going to do this. There's enough cushions out there, and why do I need to do a cushion? And anything that comes from the universe, they are very persistent. They don't know anything about time. They just keep feeding it into your ear, putting signs in front of your face until you actually accept and let go. And as soon as I did that, my crown chakra opened up, and through that came the design, the shape, the size, and it's all done with numerology. After that was gifted to me, I said, okay, now that I have this, what do you want me to do? Because I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. My background is not in business. It was with sales, but this put me on a different journey, and I accepted it, and I wanted to see where this would take me. Since getting that gift of the size, next was to find out what kind of material to use inside and out. And it was first about Indian saris, because they were first to be about meditation and about getting people to sit and let go of their thoughts and come back into simplicity for their body, mind, and soul. But as time went on, it actually became more about meditation and people use them for sleeping with, traveling with, healing with. Whatever they decide to use with the cushion is not up to me. It is up to the individual, because I am just putting it out there, the cushion, and it's what the people are telling me what they're using them for. So I'm very appreciative as to the emails and the calls that have come through from clients and telling me what they use them for. The inside is filled with buckwheat hulls, which are very therapeutic for the body. And I came across a little health food store with a lady. She was in her 80s, 90% blind. And I asked her, what would you put inside of a pillow? and she told me Buckwheat Halls. And it turned out her name was a nickname that they called my sister. So everything that has been done with the cushions, there's all been serendipity, there's all been, it's all been laid out in a path before I even started. And actually, before I even started the cushions and my sister was alive, I actually won a sewing machine. And that actually was the sewing machine I used from the beginning of the creations of the cushions. And I have now retired that sewing machine, and my husband actually gifted me another sewing machine. If I can go back just before my sister passed, this is about the spoken truth. Everybody has their own positive and negative on their life's journey, and sometimes you don't quite understand why things happen the way they do. For me, there has been a lot of trauma that I've dealt with throughout my childhood and into my adult life. And one of them was 10 years ago when I actually lost my voice. It's not something that I share openly about, but I feel that I need to say this part of it because of what this is to represent, and it's about your truth and speaking your truth. When this happened 10 years ago, I was in a very stressful job, and one day I was at work and I was no longer able to speak. Went to the hospital and they thought I was having issues with my heart, but it actually was my brain that was connected to my throat that shut down. So the next year was all about getting the throat and the brain rewired and able for me to speak. When it first happened, obviously it was very difficult on my family as well as myself. And you know, when you hear a loved one speak like they are drunk and their words slur, it is a cause for concern. But through meditation and through yoga, I was able to regain my voice stronger than before. And since then, I've been able to speak more through my throat chakra, through my truth, and with sincerity. Sometimes when you start to speak your truth, you just, you can be negative in it, but that's not what I am. I speak with a clear conscience as to what I need to say. And with this being called the spoken truth, I wanted the viewers to hear the side of the story that has been unfolded before the heart cushions came to be. As we sit here and discuss this more, more opportunities are opening up with the cushions. And when I say that they are cushions with causes, I also help to support causes, whether it be to purchase heart defibrillators or to support charities with cancer or heart disease or whatever it is. I'm very open to see, now you can see my voice. I'm getting emotional talking about this. I'm very open to charities that are looking for either product or dollar value. And it's opened up substantially for healing for around the world. I'm actually in works right now with a celebrity yogi who is working with me on a project that we're actually going to be helping the children in Nepal. So I'm very excited about that, and more doors are opening, as I said. And at this time when we're doing this is when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, which is not in our family. And I've had two surgeries on it, and as of last week I have clear margins and I'm ready for the next step, which is the radiation. And just to know that the breast has to do with nurturing yourself, and I have been doing that more than I have before, and just taking time out for what it is that Elizabeth wants. And letting go of stuff that is you don't need to be attached to, whether it's I have hired people to help me with CE Love because it has expanded so quickly and people are understanding about it. I've let go of job opportunities because right now it's about the healing, and for myself as well as with the cushions. And I'm just embracing what is going to be happening next without even knowing what will happen, but knowing that it's all in the right path, the right direction. And as long as you can be speaking from your truth and allow yourself that chance and that ability, opportunities will arise. And obviously when there's opportunities, it's the universe that will say, okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to jump on this opportunity, or are you going to let it go? I find sometimes, especially with being diagnosed, it's a little test from the universe to say, how much will you actually put on your plate before you actually let go of some of it?
I hear you.
And that's what I feel is the lesson in this, is not just about the cushions, but for life in general, that watch how much you put on your plate. Are you putting too much on your plate that you cannot handle and it's overspilling, that you're not able to enjoy your life? We are not put on this earth to suffer. We are put on this earth to enjoy life. Yes, there will be times when we do have issues to deal with, but there are roadblocks and we have to go through those roadblocks. So,
and don't you find, Elizabeth, that in between those roadblocks is where we can tap into our joy, so that when that roadblock, as you call it, or sometimes I call it chaos or crisis, and those situations come up, if we've tapped into our bliss, our joy, our contentment, our peace in the in-between times, then we can be even more equal and balanced when crisis comes about. You're one of the most composed people I have ever had the pleasure of meeting. So humble, yet so joyous and vibrant in your own quiet way. We connected about a year ago, I think it is. I had just recently lost my husband.
It was Lana.
Through Lana.
Lana Sugarman.
Sugarman, that teaches at my studio and is a beautiful singer and actress and theater actress in Toronto. And, you know, it was definitely divine intervention. I had actually heard of your cushions before, probably a year prior, but hadn't opened up my studio yet. So Lana put us in touch because I had just opened the studio and thought they'd be a perfect addition. And they have been. They've been selling quickly because people are snatching them up 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 at a time.
Wow.
For their homes. I have a few people that have bought more than 2 cushions each for their home, probably three or four, and as gifts and so on. So you're really touching individuals without knowing it, and without them fully knowing your story. I'm hoping they're picking up. You have these beautiful bifold cards that you've made with a little bit of the story. And I hope that people are actually reading them. But regardless, you understand as a yogi as well that there's energy behind everything that we do. And you've infused your energy not only in the vision of this creation, which, as you mentioned earlier, is coming through you. You don't take ownership over it. You're simply the vehicle that's delivering this product to us. And at the same time, though, when you're creating them, designing them, part of the manufacturing of them, your energy is going into that. Your intention is going into that. Your heart literally is going into that. So we feel it when we pick it up, we touch it, we look at it. I just see people, they gravitate directly towards them. And even if they don't find a design they like, they ask me, when is she coming in next so you can exchange, bring more colors in? Or now I've actually started telling them, just go to the website, find the color that you like. Elizabeth will either bring it in or you guys will figure it out, but you'll find the one that's right for you. And they're just these beautiful pieces of creation that we can bring into our own lives. And I guess part of the reason why I wanted you on this podcast was more than just sharing your story, was to help inspire through your story, through your energy, through your voice. And I didn't know that part of your history, that your voice was silenced for 10 years. But through those parts of your journey, to help inspire others. I find there's a lot of people out there that can't quite yet grasp what their vision is, where their journey is taking them, what their higher purpose is on this planet and in this lifetime. And if you and I and all the other folks that I have on this podcast can help to shed some light on our individual stories, our past, what's brought us here, how we receive that divine intervention, I'd love to spend even just 2 or 3 minutes exploring how that felt for you when you received those messages of creating CE Love. But I think through all of these stories and connections, we can help to shed some light on other people's lives that are at maybe a turning point where maybe career is suffering or relationship is suffering. They feel like they've met a roadblock in their life and they need change. And I've shared my story in the past. I'll share it again another day. But just hearing your story as well meets that need of, wow, someone else has met crisis and then they've gone beyond.
It's quite interesting. So when it actually did come through that I actually said yes, I remember sitting in the basement and I was scared because I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I open up here? And I just felt this golden vibration coming through and it sent a shiver right up my back, and I had a pencil, a ruler, and a piece of paper, and within 5 minutes, the drawing was done. With that being said, this time of year, there's a lot of chaos or challenges that people are going through, but it's the end of the year of the horse, and the horse is all about galloping forward and getting rid of stuff. So
Elizabeth, you've sent shivers down my arms. Are you kidding me?
No, so last year
I was just in meeting. I have to share this. I was just in a meeting right before we met, and it's a potential partnership business meeting, and the person that was sitting across from me, I said to her, you are like a horse. You are like a horse. And I've never said this before. I've never used this analogy before. I said, you're like a horse that's standing right at the beginning of her path, And if I let you go, you're just going to storm down this path of, you know, no return in a good way. That she's just got so much purpose and vitality and energy and focus that this horse is just going to sort of race through and almost, you know, knock every obstacle out of the way. So to hear you talk about this time as the horse, wow. That confirms a lot.
Because last year when the horse came in, it was all about clearing.
Okay.
And so that the horse can gallop through without any obstacles. So this is coming near the end of it. And Monday, so today is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Monday was new moon, new beginnings. And
amen.
Amen for that. And so when... going back to the vision of the cushions coming through, what I would like to say to the viewers is that if I didn't say yes, I would not be here. I would not be helping out all of these charities. I would not be meeting these wonderful people. So it's that fear that you have to let go because you don't know what's on the other side. And for a lot of the ones that are maybe questioning their marriage, their job, their lifestyle, whatever it is, they know what they're going through. And are they willing to make a change or do they want to stay stagnant? That is something that each individual has because you have choices. And the choice is up to you whether or not you want to take that leap of faith and jump through the fear and find out where it could go. The worst thing that can happen is it's a dead end, but normally when something is pushed to shove in front of you, there's a reason why, and you need to listen, look for signs. And I always know when I'm on the right path because things just flow. When there's blocks, it means, whoa. Like the horsey, pull back the reins, take some deep breaths, focus what's around you right now, and then start to reassess, and then go from there.
That is the best piece of advice, because in my journey as well, I don't think I've ever met a dead end, and I'll tell you why. Because everything has led me to the next step. So even if it felt like I made a potentially wrong choice, looking back now, there was no wrong choice. Every choice made me grow. Every choice allowed me to expand to another aspect of myself and led me onto the next pathway. I think in life, what I'm noticing is there are no right or wrong choices. We just need to make a choice. Follow through with it. Listen to the signs, though, as you said. Listen to the signals in our body, our physical body speaking to us. You mentioned that earlier. It's very, very key. How much do we have on our plates? There are those like you and I that are creative and visionary and ideas brimming constantly, and we can put a lot on our plates. And sometimes we need to step back, and as much as we think we can conquer, you know, how am I serving my community when I'm being scattered in a lot of different directions? So then we scale it back, and what we do in turn is choose one or two or three projects, but do them well. And for me, this is one of those projects through this podcast that I think as I continue and line up more conversations with creative visionaries like yourself, it will just expand into something that I anticipate and see touching many people's lives.
It's very interesting that as you start to go on a path where you actually start to listen and look for signs and you start to become more of a spiritual person, you actually are looking for other ones to help to elevate you. Because that's the whole purpose, is to keep your being enlightened and not to fall down, because then the path is easier for you to for choices. And yes, you have left or right, but it's up to you which one you want. And yeah, sometimes things that we have done might not be the appropriate thing, but it's always a learning lesson, because then when that comes up again, if you haven't learned that lesson, you will get that again. But if you learn that lesson, it's no longer something that is for you.
Absolutely. So I am just beyond thrilled that we finally sat down to do this.
Yay!
It's been almost a year in the making, and you know, a little lesson on that: when the timing is right, things do transpire, and also things are usually easier to do than we make them out to. So sometimes we think things are harder than they actually are. And that's been one of my lessons the last few months, is to surrender and let go and let God and let life. Because as I chug along my path, and you've probably seen this in your life as well, we just keep taking those steps forward and other things will align themselves regardless. And so I'm just thrilled, and I'd love to let people know where they can find you. So your website is celove.org.
Yes, CathyElizabethLove.org. And actually, when you take the C and the E, I didn't mention, but it's actually, if you flip it upside down, it's the Om symbol. So you can tell that the vibration is from the source.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, we've got orders in for those Om cushions, so I hope you're making more.
I am working on those.
Yay! No pressure. No pressure at all. Elizabeth, it's been a complete pleasure, and we're in this lovely juice bar surrounded by gorgeous fresh fruits and just a beautiful environment. Mind you, a little bit noisy, but that's okay too. That's a part of life. So thank you again. Namaste. Wish you well on your journey and your treatment, and we'll all keep you in our hearts.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to speak my truth, to allow me to be here with you, and for me to let the viewers hear the story. So thank you again for having me.
You're so welcome. Okay, so we'll see everyone again soon on our next podcast of My Spoken Truth. I'm Donna Politis, and have a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Blessings.